checking. You're tuned in to Say What Radio with your hosts, Justin, Taz, and the other guys.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's go. Say What Radio. I'm going to start with this one and just say headlines. See what you think. Baseball coach is suspended after he forced his players to spit in his face.
Huh? He loses his damn job.
A Greek man was convicted of stealing electricity despite being dead. Yes. Convicted him after he died.
So he didn't do it before he died.
Yes.
No, okay. He died and rallied over.
It's me.
Say what?
Say what one more goddamn time.
All right. We want to welcome you back. Say What Radio is coming at you guys. Got your girl Justice here. And last week, we did another dating episode, and I had on my special guest, as usual, the wonderful Miss Phoenix Ash.
Hey, y'all. I'm eating ice cream, so don't mind me.
But the response to the show was good. And like I said before, we want to, you know, continue doing a series like this. So we're going to talk dating again, but we're going to change it up a little bit. And well, you know what, Phoenix, you had a great title for this. What was it?
The Mutual Bow Out. That's what it was.
The mutual bow out.
Yes.
Or as Miss Paltrow, Gwyneth Paltrow, called it, unconscious uncoupling. That's what she called it. It's like, what the f- if that ain't the, you know what, I'm not about to say it.
I didn't know somebody had a word for it.
Yeah, when her and her husband divorced, she called it conscious uncoupling. All of that.
Okay.
At the time, just came to the realization this ain't working and we just need to just not be together. And they decided to part ways. But you ran into a difficult situation.
We silently agreed.
Yeah.
Part ways.
But I think
guys,
everybody has been in
to
that.
Be on
though.
A date right now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Right now. And I'm not there because I have not called him. He has not called me.
Well.
And we are silently agreeing to go our separate ways.
Now, in those instances, it's always kind of like, you know, the writing's on the wall. I don't want to do this. You don't want to do this. Let's just not do this. But what actually happened to where that was the idea?
Well, okay. So he asked me on a date and I was already like a little apprehensive. Like I told him, yeah. But, you know, like in the background, I was like, I don't know. He's a great guy. Great. Okay. You know, great job. Very respectful, very sweet, definitely sweet on me. He's smart. He's a good guy. He's funny. He made me laugh all the time.
That is
funny.
So important. People don't realize that is so freaking important.
Yeah.
I can look past a lot of stuff. You not the, you know, most ambitious person, but you can make me laugh because you taking the time to be able to make the jokes. Like to me, that is ambition. It just doesn't seem like ambition to other people. That makes sense?
Like, no.
I love you trying to do that because your ambitions is focused on me, not necessarily trying to make a business or something like that. That makes more sense to me sometimes when it comes to that. But like, if you just not you trying to make me laugh and you just like sitting on the couch at your mama's house.
Yeah, at this point in my life, ambition is what makes me horny. But he was naturally funny. Like he would just say stuff and it just was like just okay. Like he wasn't even trying to make a joke. Like he just funny. Mm. And so he's dry humor, which I totally adore. I love dry humor because I'm dry as can be sometimes.
No, you're not.
we talked and we talked for weeks and we had a great conversation and everything. But a few things that I felt like he was a little judgmental on.
Oh, do tell. Okay, you can't just gloss over that.
Yeah. So, like, I had mentioned, like, wanting to buy my daughter a gold chain. She's starting public school.
Gotcha.
And so she has more liberties than what she had prior to.
Gotcha.
Sorry, guys. from Tanner's ice cream.
Yeah, clearly that ice cream is just tasty. What kind is it? Let it share it with the people.
It's Talensing. Oh shit! Now that I read it, it's mint in there. Mint fudge cookie.
Mint fudge Talenti. Okay, all right, I got you.
Yeah, it's dope though. It's almost finished. But I mentioned I wanted to buy a chain for my daughter, like, you know, a little gold chain with like her initial or something. Mm-hmm. And I was reminiscing about like when I was younger and, you know, we all had the nameplates and.
Oh, wow. I
was like, you know, like it would just be so cute. And I was like, but, you know, I think at her age, she's 6 now. So happy birthday, Sadie. But I was like, you know, start her off with her initial, right? Ain't that what I'm supposed to? Like, she don't get into the nameplates until you like 4th, 5th grade, right? So he's like, I don't know. I mean, I don't really wear jewelry like that. I'm not into jewelry. All I have is an Apple Watch.
Oh, then you like jewelry. Okay. Never mind.
But I was just like, I mean, I felt like, are you better than me now?
Right?
I don't know what this means. What are we doing with this? So he's like, you're asking the wrong person. All right,
Okay.
Should I get off the phone and go ask the right one? But, you know, I was chilling. I was like, oh, I ain't going. And he was like, yeah, you know, I never was into, like, you know, bodice chain or that chain or even back in the days when they had dookie rope chains or whatever. One of the ways that we connected is through hip hop. How much I love it. And how I will always post hip hop lyrics. Have you ever? You've seen my post. Like, I do like a morning grind and put whatever song I'm listening to. And he would always put the lyrics. Oh, Lord, now y'all gonna look for who he is. He would always put the lyrics on there. And I'll be like, oh, like, so you know what I'm listening to. Like, you really know it. So we talked a lot about hip hop. And so for him to say that to me is
weird.
I don't know. You come from a different perspective of hip hop, maybe. You love the music or whatever. Like, when I tell you I grew up in hip hop, my first term paper, I was in a junior high school that had a special program. And, like, we had to write term papers. And my first term paper was on hip hop. And at the time, you could not find books in the library. There was almost nothing. Nothing. My uncle, who is, rest in peace, who is a former Black Panther, was a DJ. And his son, to this day, is a DJ, like a professional DJ, like plays a couple of spots a week. You know, like that's his full-time job. He travels to do it. He teaches it out of school.
Nice.
His brother, my other cousin, was really into graffiti tagging. So, like, he was in trouble a lot because he was tagging up the subways and stuff. My other cousin, same side of the family, used to run with the Fat Boys. You know, he was
Taking it back. Oh, wow.
Child, this is what I'm saying. I'm like, yo, I grew up with hip hop. You know what I'm saying? I grew up with 2 finger rings and big old chain.
You know what's hilarious? Like, as you're talking, I'm hearing, you know, Erykah Badu's Love of My Life in my head. Because, I mean, the way, you know, she talks about hip hop is the way you, you know, talking about that. That is, wow. She's like, Fat Boys. I haven't heard that in so long.
Yeah.
For our younger audience, I'm going to need y'all to just look it up. I'm
just researching.
I can't explain that. Yeah, I'm sorry. But go
crazy.
Ahead. You guys connected on that? I'm sorry. Like, I cut you off.
But I feel like we're not. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just know rap lyrics.
You're right. You're right. Some people connect on it, you know, in different ways. I'll never forget my first time being able to take a class on hip hop. It was Tupac and his poetry. It was in college. I want to say it was my maybe sophomore year. And like, that was a class everybody wanted, because that's when they started to be able to, you know, do that type of stuff in school, like talking about how the stuff that you're in and the stuff that, you know, we're, like you say, listening to is affecting, you know, the world. And that was such a great class. But so you overlooked that because of, you know.
Yeah, okay. So I felt like, all right, you were kind of judgmental, but whatever. Like, you know, little things. Is you can't like X somebody out just for like a tiny thing like that. So I was just like, okay, whatever. But I think the thing that did it for us both. So like he asked me on a date. I was apprehensive. I didn't know if I was going to go. And I'm going to be completely honest. Okay, guys? Completely honest.
Ain't nobody listening to us.
All my superficial mess. I'm about to lay it on the top. I was hesitant because he's not as fine as I would have liked him to be.
Okay.
He got some pictures where I'm like, okay, all right. But
most of them, you going like this?
Some of them, I'm like, he's not unattractive. He's just not like, oh my god, you fine. He's just not, not that. And guys, I know it's superficial. I know I said he's a nice guy. I know I said he makes me laugh. But I was in a relationship for 19 years. Like, I want some fine somewhere, okay? Because my ex was not that, okay? And I've had enough.
Wow. But you know what? Safe space. Hey, it is what it is. We've all been there. I definitely have, you know, accepted a few dates where I was just like, you know, he all right. He thinking it's gonna grow into something. Nah, don't do that to yourself. Don't it, because it never.
No. And he has qualities. He has qualities that could turn me on, most definitely. But
they have to be overabundance.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that mixed with the judgy kind, like I just was like, so I was hesitant, and I kept talking to my best friend, and he's like, go. Have fun. You ain't been out in a while. And I'm like, I'll take that into consideration. And he's like, you're not going to go? And I was like, I don't know. I'm going to give myself till tomorrow to decide. Yeah. He's like, okay. So then that night, I'm talking to dude. And I don't know how we got on the subject of tattoos. And he has no tattoos. Yeah. And he's like, I'm not into that. Yeah. Or whatever. Yeah. What you do for yourself is fine. So he asked me about mine. And I was like, I don't know. I think I got like 9. And so I'm going over the tattoos, whatever. But I'm like, not even saying what all of them are. I'm just kind of, whatever specific question you ask, I'm answering. But I did reveal that I have a tattoo that I'm looking to have removed or covered. Mm-hmm. And it is my ex-husband's name.
Hmm. Okay.
And he was like, you got your man name. My documents say otherwise. That is not my man. I have proof. I have a whole certificate. That's not my man.
No, sir. We not about to do that. It's 2021. We not about to act a fool over somebody's name that I was married to, sir.
Chow. I was like, nah. I have my ex-husband's name, and it has the date in which we got married.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you know, my initial intention was to just get a add-on and just get a dash and put the date that the divorce was final. And I said, you know, that way nobody will ask me about it. They'll just assume it's somebody who passed away.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, I would have asked you about it. I was like, honestly, I don't know if you would have saw it.
Ooh, okay. All right.
Then he's like, I would have been like, why am I looking at some other man's name tattooed to your body? I'm like, dog, relax. You just got here.
Yo.
Relax. You just got here.
Yo. Yeah.
I had a whole life before I met you. What are you talking about?
Them flags ain't red. They magenta. Like, move around, dude.
I was like, what? He's like, yeah, you know, I'd be asking you. I say, even with an end date, you wouldn't just assume that was somebody in my life who passed away. And he was like, no. I said, but either way, you probably wouldn't have saw it. It's big, but you probably still wouldn't have saw it. He was like, you must wear long sleeve, because it's on my forearm. He's like, you must wear long sleeve a lot. I was like, well, it is cold outside. That's one. But two, it's my forearm. It's the inner arm. And I was like, honestly, you'd be surprised how much you don't pay attention to the inside of someone's arm.
Yep.
You just don't. There's people who'd be like, you know, I didn't even realize it. Well, whatever. So after that little discussion or whatever, once again, judgy. And then, I don't know, he called me later that night and it was like his energy was different. Mm. And I was like, oh, well, I'm glad this happened. This made my decision for the date. And I was like, I'm not going nowhere.
I'm good.
I was like, I'm good. And it's funny, I said to myself, well, I'll just tell him I got my period or something. And sure enough, that's what the hell happened. And I was like,
oh. Giving away. Okay, now you're giving away trade secrets. You're not supposed to be doing that. Come on now.
I figure everybody know that that's a hit or miss if it's a truth or not.
Yeah, man, come on.
I just was like, oh my God, like, whatever. Because we were talking and I was like, all right, well, let me get off the phone and go love up on my baby. Like, you know, I just want to give her some time. So he's like, all right. I was like, I'll text you later. He's like, okay. I didn't text. The next day, neither of us called each other. The day after, neither of us called each other.
You know what's funny is I can see both of y'all, like, if this was like a rom-com or something. Oh, Jesus, thank God.
Yes. He's probably like, damn, that girl, like, you know, she do some ghetto shit.
Yeah, probably. And you're like, damn. And he ain't even cute.
I'm like, you're not fine enough to judge me.
Yeah. not, oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Okay, so it was a similar thing with that dude. Was not as cute as it actually was exactly the same. It's just he wasn't necessarily judgmental. He wasn't as cute as he was, of course, in his pictures. And when I say the energy, when we talked on the phone and from when we actually sat down in person was like 9,000 levels different.
Oh my God, was it the same guy?
It's because he seemed so laid back and funny, and the conversation just flowed when we were on the phone. When we got in person, I swear to God, like I felt like I was talking to Woody Woodpecker or something. It was just like, did you take meth before you got here? What is happening? Why are you on level 800? What is going on?
What?
Like, you really didn't understand the assignment. I am not feeling what is happening right. He was just all over the place. And, you know, oh, I did this and that and da-da-da-da. I run 17 businesses and blah-da-da-da. And,
so he was just rambling?
Yeah. It just, like, I could barely get a word in edgewise. And what, you know, made me kind of take a, you know, step back was later in the conversation, he goes, you know, you're really easy to talk to. I ain't said shit. That's why. I'm just sitting here listening to you ramble the fuck on. Like, I feel like I'm talking to a Rubik's Cube at this point. I don't know what's happening. It's just colors. You just, what? Okay. So continued just talking and stuff. And then eventually I was just like, okay, well, yeah, I gotta go. He's like, oh, okay. Well, it's so great to meet you. Ooh, okay. yeah. All right. Okay. Left there going like, okay, this definitely ain't about to be shit. And I want to say a couple of hours after we talked, he called me. I'm like, shit. And the same person that he was on the phone was him again. I'm like, he really has to like be on crack or something. This is just not normal for somebody to be this different in person and on the phone. Like, this is so fucking weird. And again, we vibing again. The conversation's flowing. We're having fun. He is cracking me the hell up. I'm like, okay, so I'll try this again. I'll go on a date. Go on another date with him. And I usually like do the first couple of dates are usually like, okay, I'll meet you at a coffee shop the first time or out at a park or something because I just want to see that you're not going to try to like run off with me, which is another story. So, you know, the second one will go. I don't like to do like high risk dates where he feels like, okay, if I'm doing something or if we're at such a expensive place, like I owe him something. So I'll do like a upscale shit Chili's type thing. It's not necessarily really great, but it's a step above. You know what I mean?
Oh, you put some work into this. Me, I'd be like, just know from the gate, just know I don't owe you shit, okay? We still going?
Well, I've been doing this a little bit longer than you, so yeah, I try to put a little bit more effort into it. In it. So yeah, a little bit. So dude shows up and fucking, this is probably inappropriate or whatever, but this Roadrunner Speedy Gonzalez motherfucker shows up again. I'm like, I don't like this person. Who are you? And he's just going. And I was like, okay, yeah, I got to cut this short. And then he walks me to my car. And this kind of goes back to what we were talking about. And just straight sticks his tongue down my throat. What? I'm like, yeah. Because to him, I guess that's what he was feeling.
He was wrong.
Yeah, mad wrong. Even if it was like a kiss, why wouldn't it just be a peck? Why do you need to know the circumference of my larynx? Why did that have to be something that you had to, you know, choose to do at this point?
Talk about not reading a room.
Yeah. So definitely after that, I was like, nah, I'm not feeling this. And he texted me that night. I texted him back, but it was dry. I know it was dry. And
yeah, I mean, you be knowing, like, yeah, you know, yeah. Like, I knew after that whole tattoo conversation that I was like, I was solid that I wasn't going on that date, but I felt like he probably was like, nah, like,
yeah.
No,
yeah,
I don't know. But you know, like last year, I think last year, I went on a date with the one guy from Philly, and that was like the worst date I've ever had in my entire life. And when we left, he went back to my car and I went home and he's like, you know, text me to get home safe. We both knew. We both knew. Mm-mm. Nah.
Mm-mm.
I don't even know if we blocked each other at the same time. I legit text him, whoa, I'm home safe, and then blocked his number.
Yeah, I'm home. Oh, that's good. Your message has not been delivered.
But like, I don't know. It might have been dry on his part too. He might have been like, I ain't answering this up or whatever. But like, I don't know.
Well, I guess we'll never know.
Oh, we never God. Will know. We'll never
that's
know.
That's hilarious though.
As light skinned as I am, I think he was disappointed that I wasn't white.
Oh my gosh.
Cause he was like on white people. I was like, sir, have you looked at yourself in the mirror lately? He was, you know, everything, you know, that's what I learned from white people. And like, this was before the election. And so he's like, there was a commercial for Kamala, and he's like, I know what they're trying to do with that woman. They trying to make her be president. And I was like, okay. And he's like, and he's like, man, all the people she like. I was like, first of all, stop talking like you represent the hood, because the area that I just met you in, where your house is, is so far removed from the hood. Okay, but you know, I'm putting the pieces together because I'm like doing the math. Like, it's your grandparents' house; they pass it down to your family. You claim you here, you taking care of your mother, and then I'm, you know, background in my head. I'm doing with your occupation, and I'm doing the math and how much you probably make because I googled it, and I'm like, this nigga ain't shit.
Like, you stupid. You stupid. You stupid.
He said something and he was like, he fancied himself a rapper. I was like, what am I doing here? What? Okay. Mm-hmm. He had me listen to some song and he was like, I got all the white chicks. Da, 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 da. And I was like, you got the who? How do you? No.
That's a little scary. That's
and
a little
you
scary.
Stop. Stop.
You scared. I was that's like, scary.
Yo, what is this? What is happening here? I do not approve.
So that, well, this one is kind of like, well, I'll go ahead and tell the like creepy dude story trying to
get.
Okay. So you, I don't know if you remember this, Pete, but like last year, he was such a chocolate awesome drop. Oh, he was so fine. But I sent you the pictures of him, and you were like, oh, that's real nice. We have been talking for a bit. Of course, met on one of them apps, and I knew should have known something then.
That's the first red flag.
Yeah. Hate to say that for people who are on the apps, but I mean, like, damn, at this point, it's ridiculous.
According to me.
Yeah, it's ridiculous on the apps now. And let me take that back. Not everybody's bad on there. They're not. It's just... It's 98% on there. It's just some douchebags. I'm sorry.
I got off of it because I started to believe I was bad.
Yeah. But he was so sexy. But I remember him, we were talking and he made this joke about, well, I just want to grab you and take you somewhere. And when he said it,
that
I was like,
a kidnap, sir.
Yeah. And when he said it, I was like, what? I was like, no, you joking. Yeah, of course I'm joking. I wouldn't do anything like that. But I'm glad that you get my humor. I get the humor. I just don't want it. But, you know, okay. Mm-hmm. Let's keep going. And we keep talking and stuff. And he doesn't say it again for a minute. So we talked for another, because he was out, I think he was like out of town or something like that. So we talked for another like couple of days before we could meet up again. Or meet up at least in the beginning. Finally, like I said, we were able to meet up at a park, and he just immediately starts in again. Oh yeah, I'm gonna just take you somewhere, and like he picks me up and I forgot to say, when I got to the park, like I drove to the park because it's not like close to my house. I try not to do where close to my house. That's another story. But he was like, "Oh yeah, I ran here. You ran? How far do you say? Well, oh, about 5 miles." This is supposed to be like a meeting date. It's absurd. Now you all sweaty and look weird and shit. Now, I mean, you're glistening and all. Your muscles are looking nice. But I mean, this is nasty. I don't want to touch you. So when he was like, oh, I'm going to just take you somewhere, he would like bear hug me and pick me up. Now I got all your sweat and everything on. And you just keep talking about this, about, you know, taking me and just won't take you. This shit's getting real weird now. And I brought it up. So I was like, yeah, why do you keep bringing it up? Well, you know, it's just my sense of humor.
Okay, try a different joke.
Yeah, I was like, I mean, considering we just met, it's not the coolest. And he's like,
you keep threatening to kidnap me and laughing about it. Yeah. I don't like it.
Yeah. He goes, well, you know, I don't mean it. I'm not going to do it. I don't know that.
Right, I don't know you.
Like, what don't you get?
Child, that stranger danger start kicking in. You'd be like, you know what? This is a bad idea.
And he, I guess when he was running home, he texted me and was just like, oh, yeah, I'm definitely, home. Yeah. He's definitely like, I'm going to keep you. You just keep her and, you know, just, mm-mm. You definitely don't be mine. Nope. And I'm just like, okay.
The very people in the stairs.
Man, you and this, please stop.
Yeah, nah. This sound like I'm going to need weapons.
So when I brought it up again, I was like, you really need to stop. That is not funny. And he's just like, why don't people get my humor? That's not funny. I was like, I don't know you.
People?
Yeah, clearly.
I'm not
I was
the
like,
first.
People
okay.
Are trying to get to know you and you're talking about taking them somewhere. You don't think that would be a little weird? No.
I'm just keeping them.
He was like, it's just endearing.
Okay.
But people just don't get my humor. And that's the last text that he
you're
got me. And
a nutcase.
I didn't text him back. He didn't text me back. And but I'm pretty sure he was both like, she's just unfunny.
She's just like the rest of them. She doesn't get me. Okay.
Nah, player. Nah.
Nah, you're a danger to society and you need a therapist.
Damn, he was fine, though. He was fine, but I mean, damn.
Craziness don't be, you know, not only for the non-fine.
But yeah, that was.
That's crazy.
Right?
That's crazy. I love the mutual bow out, though.
It makes it easy.
I don't have to,
less
like,
stress.
I don't have to lie and be like, yo, I'm not available. Or, because, you know, during the time when dude was asking me out, like, he asked me out, everything was cool. We couldn't get our schedules aligned, right? So I was like, okay, we'll just have to wait till December, and that's fine. And he's like, no, I don't want to wait till December. And I was like, that seems like the next availability. So he's like, I'm going to take care of it. Okay. So then, like, when we talked about it again, I said, you have something to do Friday. You have something to do Saturday. He's like, what I have to do Friday, I don't have to do anymore. And I was like, okay. Oh, what happened? He was like, I want to see you. And all I was right. like, oh, so like, it always makes me nervous when somebody cancels their other plans in order to see me. Because right. I'm like, damn, that's a lot of pressure. Especially if I already am on the fence about seeing you. You cancel plans and I'm on the fence.
Oh, I see what you mean now. Okay.
I'm like, dang it. So I'm like, all right, cool, whatever. I'm going to go with this. Okay. Because I kind of was pushing it off to December to give myself time to lollygag about, do I really want to do this? So I was like, all right. But when we were, I asked him, like, do you know what we're going to do? And he's like, you like to eat, huh?
Oh. Oh.
So I was like, I mean, we need to do that to live.
I was just about to say, you don't?
I mean, do you like to live? I don't understand what you're saying. He's like, but you know, like you're a foodie or whatever. And I was like, who told you that shit? And I was like, no, I like food, but I ain't no foodie. Like, you know, nah. Mm-mm. I just know what I like and know what I don't. So he's like, but you want to go somewhere and like sit in front of me and shit, right?
What the
I was
fuck?
Like, I said, nah, cancel. cancel. Abort. Because you apparently can't take this on properly. So he's like, no. Okay, I'll think of something. I got something. He was like, I was just asking because it depends on the activity. And I was like, what activity? What is the activity? And he's like, well, it depends based upon what you like or whatever. And I was like, dude, we meeting for the first time. Just plan something. I'm pretty easygoing, right? There's almost nothing you can plan that I'll be like, what the hell is this? Just plan something. Tell me what it is, and I'll let you know if that works for me. Like, it really could be that simple. Hey, I was thinking we could go to X, Y, and Z restaurant. This is the kind of food they serve. Mm-hmm. You all right with that?
Yeah,
I'm fine with that. Okay, I'll make us reservations. That's it.
Thank you.
That's it. You're not fine with that? No, I don't really like that. Okay, I'll let you know the other place. What? Here are my options. Okay. All right. And then go take the lead. If you want to do some additional activity, just ask me, do you like the bowl? Do you like the do-da-da-da? Don't ask me these open-ended questions. What do you like to do? I feel like I'm on a job interview that says, tell me about yourself. Like, what aspect? I mean, context.
You'll be here all day with the stuff I like to do.
Yeah. I'm like, it's just too broad. So you, and that's a note, guys, right? Like, if there are any men or women who date women, if you're out there and, you know, you're trying to plan a date or whatever, please don't ask, what do you like to do? Figure out what it is that you would like to do and then ask if that's something that they like too.
Yeah. Or, I mean, clearly you guys have talked, you know, about different things. Would you like to go and do this that you said that you like to do? And I found it interesting.
Right. In all honesty, okay, so I'm learning not to tell people I'm a cheap date, right? Because I could be. But I can't tell you up front because then you're going to make my date cheaper than cheap. So I can't tell you that. But I'm a cheap date. I'm also, as apparently I've been told, I come across a little intimidating, a little hard.
Oh,
but
you and me both, Pumpkin. You and me both.
Yeah, I don't know how.
We can do a whole show on that.
I don't know how I'm so romantic. Like,
yes, you are. Yes, you are.
I am such the romantic. He could have been like, listen, I figured we could grab, you know, I'm from New York. I'm from Brooklyn. I'm a Brooklyn baby. You could have told me, you know what, I was thinking, how about we go to this park nearby, we grab a couple of slices of pizza, I'll bring my boombox and we'll listen to old school rap. And I would have been like, as fine as he not is, he, the panties is his. Like, in your pocket. Like, I'm like, oh, you just know me.
Like, but you could have
walked into the box at that point.
That's that. I guess it's just like effort that, you know, because like you hit the nail on the head. It's not necessarily a cheap date, but it's a high effort. So high effort, cheap. You know, low cost, but
and it's specific. So like, this is you. This is not. It can't just be anybody. This is for you.
That
is like, yeah. Like, I went on a date with this guy, and we're so cool. And he was like, the first time we met at the gym. And now we all know that I'm not going to exercise in nobody's gym, okay? I'm going to figure that mess out at home, and then I'm going to show up 10 pounds lighter. I'm like, okay. And so, like, we had talked one day about when we first met, and he was like, you came to the gym. Like, do you know how big that is? And I was like, what are you talking about? He was like, I don't let nobody come meet me at the gym. He's like, because that is my happy place, my safe zone, where I'm totally myself and I totally, you know, zone out. And I felt comfortable enough to bring you into that space and because he like continued to exercise and he didn't feel pressured to like stop and okay, she's here. Me, I'm like, nah, go ahead, do your thing. Finish your routine. However, you know what I'm saying? Don't cut it short. Like, I'm here now. You know what I'm saying? Like, what's the rush? Go ahead and handle your stuff. I'm not going to do it, but go ahead and handle your stuff.
Like, this ain't for me, but...
I'm like, but I'm, you know...
Tell you.
Yeah, I'm going to keep you company, right? You keep lifting or whatever. I'm watching the muscles flex, and I'm just like, nah, keep doing that, like, whatever. But, you know, that's specific to him, right? So, like, if I were to ever buy him a gift, it would be, like, very specific to him and, gotcha. And what he likes to do. I don't know. I love that. I love romance. And that's why this guy, like, my friend was like, why are you wasting your time? If you're not attracted to him, like, why are you wasting your time? And I was because he's really funny. And he's really sweet on me. And I'm really mad that I'm so superficial that, like, that matters so much to me.
That's don't feel bad. Don't be mad or feel bad or, you know, feel that that's something that you aren't worthy of. Like, you should want to be attracted to the person that you're with, whether it be mental, physical, or whatever. That just wasn't there, period. So that, fuck that. I hate when people are like, oh, that's all superficial stuff. It still matters.
Sure.
I need to find something with you. It doesn't always have to be physical, but just like you said, there were other stuff that didn't work, so you were left with physical at that point. But he did make you laugh; just wasn't enough. So
yeah, I mean, it was almost enough. Like, I almost went on this.
it was almost enough.
And like, honestly, he has a very sexy voice. Very sexy. Just like, I'm telling you, like, if he was fine, I probably would like drop all kind of rules. I'm gonna be your girlfriend. What are you talking about? You know, I was hesitant, but the whole like judgy thing is kind of like,
yeah, that's,
I just came out of this long ass marriage. Like,
yeah, no.
If I feel for a half a second that you judging me or judging yourself and making yourself out to be more than me. Listen, may the door hit you with a good Lord split you, because goodbye. Yeah.
Bye. Have fun.
Yeah,
no, not doing that.
That was crazy. And you know what's so funny? Like, I went to see my therapist the other day, and I mentioned, because I think at the time we were only on day one of no calls, right? So my therapist was like, you should call and check on him. And I was like, nah, he all right.
He good. Therapist is like, oh, clutching the pearls and stuff. Oh,
okay. My therapist is an older guy, and he's like, oh. I'm like, he's pretty good where he at. I'm like, I'm not his emergency contact. Like,
if anything
was to happen to him, like, what I'm gonna do? What am I do? I'm not looking for a reason to grieve nobody. So I'm
wow.
Was that harsh?
I'm not. The fact that you got to answer, you already know. You already that you got to ask. You already know.
I'm not. I hate when people like force an alignment with somebody just so they could grieve them. Nah. I hate that. Nah. I hate that. Oh, I know you more than I really didn't. You know what I'm saying? Like, what I'm gonna do? Be up on Twitter going, "Oh my God, we were supposed to go out on Friday, and you didn't." Like, come on.
That's what they do on Facebook.
Come on, I can't do it.
Posting a cryptic ass message. Hate when people be acting like this.
I can't
responding to that fucking message. No,
I can't. I'm not doing it. So I'm like, you know, my therapist is like, "Well, if he doesn't call you by tonight, then you should at least call and check up on him." I'm not equipped to fix whatever his problem is.
If you guys had that connection, you definitely would have. I know
right.
that.
Like nobody would have to tell me, right?
Because there have been times when P has been like, "Hey, I got this and that. You know, how you doing?" And I'm working, and I'll get, you know, into stuff. Don't see the text, or do see the text, and it's like, I'm gonna respond after I send this email and completely forget it. Let an hour go by.
Yeah, where you all at? Right? What happened? You alive?
What's happening? Because she know. Like,
yeah, are you alive?
And busy, but yeah.
Especially if something has happened to you before, right? Like, so if you're coming off an illness or something like that, I'm like, are you good? Like, why you didn't answer me? But he's good. First of all, he don't even live local to where I live, right? He's, I don't know, probably a couple of hours from where I'm staying. And like I said, like, I'm not his emergency contact. Whatever is wrong, I'm not equipped to handle.
I know.
So I'm going to stay out of it.
For the right person, though, and I've done this myself, I have driven like 3 hours. What you doing? Why not? What?
You know how well I'd have to know him for him to be the right person. Manless. I'd be like, mm-mm. And I've done it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I had an argument with a friend of mine, and he was like we were over it, and he kept saying, "Are you good? Are you good?" And I hated that he kept asking me if I was good. And I knew he was working overnight. I showed up like, "Yo, you need to see my face. I'm good." And that was a bit of a drive. But nah, this dude, nah. Whatever's wrong, I'm not handling. I'm not equipped to handle. Call the authorities. I don't know.
Oh, man. But you know what? At least it is, like you said, where it's to the point where we just like, we have been able to mutually bow out of those types of things. And it hasn't been where we've had any issues. But that the crazy stories will continue. That'll be for another episode.
Jesus. All right, guys. I hope your dating life is much better than ours.
You know what? But it makes for great podcasts. That's all I have to say.
It does. It's
a great podcast.
Feel free to let us know your crazy stories.
Please do, because it can't just be us.
It cannot.
Hit us up on, hit P up on Twitter, hit me up on IG. I'm on Twitter too. I'm trying to get back into it. I'm not as good with the Twitter, twats or with tweets.
Oh, yeah. Jesus.
I'm sorry. My bad.
Oh, not twats.
But let us know.
Yes, I'm at P Writes, PWRITES on Twitter as well as Instagram. If you go and follow me on Instagram, I love that. Just don't hit me in my DMs. I'm more likely to answer on Twitter. Facebook, I have my readers group, Phoenix Fireflies, and that's Fire, FIYAH. Yo, hit us up. Let us know what's good. Talk to us. Let us know. Perhaps you've experienced something we've experienced, and we're like, that's the next show.
As always, please continue to follow us on social media, Say What Radio, for all platforms, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all that jazz. Again, thank you for tuning in. As always, the biggest compliment you guys can give us is to really, really, really share, like, subscribe, review the show on iTunes, Google Play, thumbs up on Facebook, everything. Tell your family, friends about the show. We may not be everybody's cup of tea, but hey, let them listen and we can come to an agreement. You know, you like this, don't like this, but that was funny. Yes, it was. Thank you for tuning in. Catch us next week. Same bat time, same bat channel.
I'm dying this fucking fucked up town. Kid crying in my mouth. Get the fuck out of this country, mother. The fuck is that?
Say what again?